Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Yahweh. For the Messiah is the aim of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks in this manner. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven? That is, to bring the Messiah down from above. Or, who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up the Messiah again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Master Yahshua, and shall believe in your heart that Yahweh has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same sovereign over all is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the good news of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the good news. For Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, truly, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I've stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. End of chapter.